This is what the migrant voyage to Greece looks like. The Greek authorities are processing migrants as fast as they can, starting with refugees from Syria. This is where we find seven young Syrians who just arrived on a raft from Turkey. When their boat ran into trouble, 19-year-old Kenan says they were ready with their cell phones.
We just call the police in the sea. So they
Which
come
police?
And they come.
Greek police?
Yeah, Greek police.
How do you call them?
We have all their numbers. Sure, yeah. We have a GPS in our cell phones. We send them in WhatsApp and they come to save us.
The police came to save
yes.
you?
Yes.
Kenan shows me a Facebook page full of advice for Syrians on the migrant trail to Europe.
And what is this?
This tent. You should buy a tent, like, you know, we go to another countries.
Yeah.
We sleep in the woods. So we need to get a tent.
So all the instructions?
Yes, everything you need.
Some of the refugees are so organized, they've taken to putting out distress calls at sea on Facebook with GPS coordinates to help guide the Greek Coast Guard. The United Nations' Alessandra Morelli, a veteran aid worker, says she's never seen such tech-savvy coordination among refugees before.
When they arrive, they know exactly where they have to go, who they have to talk to, they know what to buy.
The United Nations says there are around 50 boats a day landing here on Lesbos. That's from 1,000 to 3,000 refugees and migrants daily using this place as an unofficial gateway to Europe.